Good morning to all of you. My name is Bishop Rice, the Bishop of Springfield Cape Girardeau, and it's great to welcome all of you here to the diocese as we prepare for the onslaught of students who will be coming to us. And before I begin, I would like to say a word of thanks to all of you for being here during these days. With all the young people that are coming here, many of you have had to take off from work. You have used maybe vacation days to be here. Financial sacrifice, and I thank you for the sacrifice that all of you enter into in participating in this conference, and we pray that all those sacrifices will bear fruit in the lives of our young people, hopefully helping them to grow in their relationship with Christ, and that's what it's all about. So whatever sacrifices that we enter into on this conference, we pray that it'll bear fruit in the hearts of our young people. I know many of you maybe have heard of the devastating attack in Dallas on five of our police officers who were killed and the others who were injured. And so my intention for this Mass is for the repose of their souls and the consolation of their families. And certainly it's enough to say that we just pray for peace. We stand up for peace, and we pray that each one of us in our own way be instruments of peace to one another. In a sense, we are in mission territory here. We are fulfilling the command of Christ here on this campus of Missouri State to bring the good news to the ends of the earth, and we're striving to do it one soul at a time. Whatever your role might be, on stage, behind stage, crowd control, spending time with the students, whatever your role is this weekend, you're on a mission trip, no doubt about it. You're striving to bring the gospel to those attending this conference. Every morning in my private prayers, I have this little prayer to the Blessed Mother that I pray, and in the prayer, she has these beautiful little titles. She is called the Beloved Daughter of the Most High God. She is the Chosen Mother of the Incarnate Word. She is the Immaculate Spouse of the Holy Spirit, and she is the Sacred Vessel of the Most Holy Trinity. I pray that little prayer every day. And I mention this because I think that image of a vessel, being a vessel of the Holy Spirit, applies to all of us and our efforts at bringing these young people closer to Christ. The gospel says, don't worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given what you should do at the moment. Whatever you are to say, however you're supposed to respond to some student, some young person that might come up to you for some reason. And even if no one comes up to you this weekend, if each one of us will strive to be that vessel, God's will be done. Because if we're striving to be a vessel that is empty, in our emptiness, that's where the Holy Spirit finds room to dwell. Of course, we take our model from the Blessed Mother herself, she who was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so maybe what we bring to the young people this weekend is our emptiness. Not just being empty, but so striving to let go and to die to self so that there is room for the Holy Spirit to fill in the emptiness that is within each one of us. So that we can be that vessel of the Most High Trinity, and that we too in our own way can be filled with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit given to us at baptism, confirmed in confirmation. We're called to bring that emptiness to the Lord. United at the altar, offered up to Almighty God, and in return we receive the Eucharist and the power of the Holy Spirit to be vessels of the Spirit for those who come to us. And again, it doesn't matter what your role is this weekend. You might go through this whole weekend and never speak to one of the young people, and that's fine. Be that vessel open to the Holy Spirit. Do that, and God's will be done. That's what we have to offer to the young people that come to us this weekend, our emptiness, striving to be that vessel filled with the Holy Spirit like the Blessed Mother. And if we do that, the Lord can work with us in ways that of ourselves we could really never even comprehend. And so let us be constantly calling upon the Holy Spirit to work through us in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so if you're on stage in the course of these 3 days, let your constant prayer be, "Come, Holy Spirit." Or if you're backstage, let your constant prayer be, "Come, Holy Spirit." If you're in charge of crowd control, or working at the bookstore, or just accompanying them in whatever capacity, let our collective prayer be during these 3 days, "Come, Holy Spirit." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.